When they convene next week, lawmakers in the Idaho legislature plan to take a closer look at teacher evaluations. For years, Idaho has required an annual evaluation to use as a tool for educators to improve their performance. In 2015, lawmakers decided to tie those evaluations to teacher raises. Called the Career Ladder, this initiative spends $250 million over 5 years to boost teacher pay. But to climb that ladder, teachers must meet certain performance benchmarks in order to earn a raise. Now there are questions. Are teachers being accurately rated? Are legislators getting the right data? And does all of this translate to better education for public school children? Helping us sort through this is Clark Corbin, who's been following the issue for Idaho Education News. He sat down with our Samantha Wright. In 2015, Corbin noticed that in more than a quarter of the school districts, every teacher received identical evaluation scores.
We looked at these teacher evaluation reports, and we found that in 32 of Idaho's 115 school districts, the superintendent reported that every single one of their teacher earned the same overall evaluation score. Now, there's four different scores that a teacher could possibly earn, and in 32 districts, they reported that every single teacher earned the exact same identical overall evaluation score. So I went to some superintendents and I asked them about this. And the very first superintendent was a member of the legislature. His name is Ryan Kirby. He's now retired, but he used to be superintendent of the New Plymouth School District. When I asked him, what he told me is, quote, "Our school district quite unanimously did not figure that the state needs to know all of that individual teacher data. We feel the state should be concerned with whether kids are learning, not if Mr. Smith got proficient, unsatisfactory, or basic." So Representative Kirby told me that he intentionally gave all 59 of his teachers the same identical evaluation score. I also talked with a superintendent in the Sugar Salem School District. His name is Alan Dunn. Superintendent Dunn told me that he also intentionally gave all of his teachers the same overall evaluation score, and that he did that in an effort to protect employee privacy. So we had some concerns about the validity and about the accuracy of these teacher evaluations. Now, with my reporting, I'm not saying that taxpayer dollars have been misspent, because the first year evaluations we looked at were 2014, 2015. That was before the requirements for the career ladder. But since then, we've gone through and we've looked at 2015, 2016. And once again, we found that 35 of the state's 115 school districts across the board said every one of their teachers earned the exact same overall evaluation score. And we contacted 9 school districts, and 7 of those school districts confirmed to us that they either made errors in the data that they submitted to the state, or they submitted what they've called placeholder data. They didn't have the reports finished, and so they intentionally submitted data that said all the teachers got the same overall scores. And they did that because they didn't want to miss the deadline for turning it in at the end of the school year and jeopardize their funding going forward for the upcoming school year.
So that's important, because that's where the taxpayer money comes in, right?
Right. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars. And as part of this overall $250 million plan, that's taxpayer money that's used to increase teacher pay. And the evaluations are sort of the accountability piece, sort of the check to help policymakers and lawmakers determine, are we spending taxpayer dollars prudently? And so legislators will have decisions to make about increasing teacher pay and about the kind of the validity of the accountability system that's tied to that.
Have you talked to any lawmakers about what they're feeling about the evaluation system and some of the reporting that you've done?
Yeah, we've talked to lawmakers off and on for the last 2 years. Last summer, we talked to Dean Mortimer. He's a senator from Idaho Falls. He's the chairman of the Senate Education Committee. And he said he's concerned and that he expects accuracy with the teacher evaluations. And so one of the things he's interested in is seeing if maybe there's some training that the state could provide to administrators or to school districts to help make sure that it's a valid process and that it's fair for teachers and districts all across the state.
And given all this history and everything that's been going on with evaluations and the legislature, how do you see the legislature reacting this session?
The accountability, the performance data, the justification for the raises, some people might even call it the teeth behind a law. That's something that our governor and members of the House of Representatives have said it's important to them. So I do expect that this will come up when we talk about budget decisions this year for teacher pay, when we talk about maybe the career ladder law itself. But it's certainly something that legislators are talking about, that folks in the governor's office are talking about, and certainly educators and school administrators across the state are concerned about this as well.
That was Clark Corbin of Idaho Education News talking to our Samantha Wright. His work can be found online at idahoednews.org.